Being Then and Now by George and Nadine Danforth Wilson. We are a generation younger than Carl Lewis and also farmed using loose hay. By our teens, however, we were using technology to make haying easier and more productive while still not using balers. In the 1960s, we used sickle bars to cut the hay. The hay was sparse enough that you could look down and see the cutters scissoring the stalks. Nowadays, you cannot see the blades due to the density of the hay. Modern fertilizers and engineered grasses produce much more hay per acre than in those earlier years. I don't know what the yield of hay per acre was back then, but I know it had to be significantly less than the 4 tons per acre that we harvest today. One of the problems with bald hay technology of the 1950s was that it required a lot of manual labor. Early balers left bales, each weighing from 40 to 120 pounds, on the ground. These had to be manually thrown onto wagons and then thrown from the wagons into stacked piles in the hot, airless loft. Nadine is adamant that loose hay, automatically lifted onto wagons as it is cut and then lifted by electric cranes and positioned in the barn, is more efficient than the storing and use of square bales. George sees another benefit of loose hay. Bald hay is tightly compressed within the bales and cannot breathe as well as loose hay. Damp bald hay will mold and can even cause spontaneous fires as it bakes in the barn, while overly dry hay has less bulk and nutrition. Until the late 1940s, tractors were beyond the means of Catskill farmers. After the war, the tractor industry had a series of boom years, and tractors with names like Massey, Ferguson, and Ford offered power takeoffs and hydraulic pumps. Ferguson's 280 seconds, the Ford's 8 nanosecond are still seen on every farm and many homesteads. However, these machines could be flipped if they traveled across the inclines on our hills, did not have the mass to hold back a heavy baler coming down the incline, and didn't have traction to draw it up the grade. Consequently, loose hay continued to be used, and even preferred, for a while longer. We had one barn that housed more heifers than could be fed from the loose hay that could be stored in the haymow, and so we used bald hay for that barn while continuing to use loose hay for the others. Bald hay is easier to transport than loose hay. A lot of hay could be dropped on a long trip with an open hay wagon. The final switch to bald hay came in the late 1960s as smaller farms were consolidated into larger ones and tractors came on the market that could control a train of tractor, kick baler, and hay wagon. The latest innovation that we have adopted is to use plastic wraps for the large, 700-pound, round bales that you see in the fields. With bald hay, you must keep the hay from getting moldy, a process that needs oxygen. The plastic wraps are relatively airtight and that means you can bale damp hay without it going moldy. Now, we go out in the morning, cut with one tractor and immediately bale the hay in its green and damp state with a second machine. We wrap each bale in airtight plastic, and move them at leisure with a spike attached to the tractor's front end loader. With this process, we can make over 4 tons of hay in only 1 hour, and store it using the powered equipment. In perspective, a farmer in 1910 using manual tools of the time might be able to harvest a year's worth of food for a dairy cow in about a day. In 2010, a farmer using today's technology can produce a similar amount of better feed in less than an hour. The reasons: fertilization and advances in seed technology, heavier tractors to control heavier loads on our hills, and more efficient equipment for harvesting and storing hay and grain. The authors, Nadine and George Wilson, are both children of local farm families and have carried on the agricultural dairy tradition on their farm on Blenheim Hill Road. They have around 200 head of registered dairy cattle.